Everybody on Rush Experience, I'm here to play for tonight a few songs. Thank you for everyone that's played so far, and Julie, who will play soon. I'm going to tell you a little story for the, was it the OPP night? I used to be a big clubber, you know, I used to like dance around and shit. I used to go out about 5 nights a week, you know, including Saturday and Sunday, of course, and Friday. But I at least go out on 2 days during the week, and I used to like actually get in my car and drive to work, and then sleep in the parking lot, and get up and go to work the next day. So anyway, I was out one night, I was dancing, and this cute little blonde chick who I'd seen there before, she came up to me and said, "I want to eat your ass." And I'm like, you know, "You want to eat my ass?" And she's like, "Yeah, I want to eat your ass." I did have one girl one bondage night come up to me and told me she'd give me a fucking 12-hour blowjob. That was pretty impressive, but yeah, so she's gonna eat my ass. So I'm like, okay, let's go. So I take her back to my place, which is actually right where I live now. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but she eats my ass, and then I did wash before, of course, yeah, a little bit, anyway. Enough. A song called Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get mine? Brainwash. Drugs. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwash? Baseball bat. Shock the skull. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwashed? Orgasm. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwashed? Thank you very much. I got my work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. Got my work face on. Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. Got my work face on. Asshole. Dweeb. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. Thank you. I got my work face on. 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 Work face on. Na 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 na. Thank you. Yeah. Song about Facebook. Yo Bill, hanging out with Yo Bill. Dancing around in Yo Bill, yippee fucking yay. Farmville, Farmville, hanging out with Farmville. Growing shit in Farmville, yippee fucking yay. Fishville, Fishville, swimming around in Fishville. Fishy, 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 Bill. Week I've been thinking about all my ex-girlfriends. Starting with number one, the lawyer, number two, the Japanese major, number three, the Japanese girl. It all seems to make sense now. This is a girlfriend about I haven't had yet. This is about girlfriend number eight. Hanging out with number eight. Having fun and feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number eight. Psychedelia show. Chemicals drive the evolutionary show. Mitochondria power the human dynamo. Multiple variables predict the future. Swim, dance, jump, silly creature. Consciousness, a fourth dimensional wave. Is it love? Or chemicals in the brain? Attraction, the smell of DNA. Is it love? Or chemicals in the brain? Consciousness, a fourth dimensional wave. Is it love or chemicals in the brain? Attraction, the smell of DNA. Is it love or chemicals in the brain? Thank you. the rich psychedelia show continues. It's a song about computers, man. I was on my computer today. I had a discussion about computers about this dude in the cab on the way here. He asked me if he should have his screen black, so every time it flashed, he knew a program started up. Dude, I never tried that. So like every time your screen just flashes, no, I mean just dims for like an instant, just dims. It's like that's a program starting up. I'm like, what program? He's like, I don't know. It's a program starting up. Data entry again. Work. Funds. Again. My computer is my friend. This song about when nature gets out of control, I call this a Jurassic Park syndrome. When you have too many pets and shit goes all wrong, man. My aunt, you know, she had a lot of cats and stuff, but mostly she had this one dog who had all these tumors and stuff and was like really close to death and just lingered on forever, man. It was horrible, and we called it, it was just its smell and everything was just nasty. And it was her life, man. She was kind of a hoarder. She had lots of stuff, you know, and shit. Yeah. Now she's moving into the mom's place house now that she died. The song about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Funky monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Thank you.
Yeah!
Oh, man. Elizabeth, who do we have on next? Should I play another one, or...? You know what I like about smoking? Is that it makes me feel like I'm a reptile. Like I got fucking like night vision. I slither around. It's just like the slithery reptile. One time when I was on the reptile swap, I was hanging out in the back, and then late at night, they brought out this garbage can, man. These two guys brought out one of those big fucking like, you know, plastic garbage cans, you know, that industrial size one. Haul on, put it in the middle of the fucking back area of the reptile swap. Takes the lid off, man. I'm like standing there, I'm like looking at it. And all of a sudden, this head starts rising up out of this garbage can. Purple, bright yellow and black with white, you know? Freaking reticulated python of about 15 to 20 feet in size with a head about this big around, just looking around. Turning his head and just looking all over the place, his little tongue flickering, big tongue flickering back and forth. All these little kids running around too, you know. And this thing's just like looking at everybody, you know, just looking around, seeing what's going on. Freaked the living hell out of me. It did. And there's a song called The Reptile Swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap.
knows what she wanna do. Better tell Spock's the place for you.
The snakes, all kind of critters run on the place. Austrian mini dragons, leopards too, chameleons, chameleons. The reptile swap, the reptile swap. Everybody go, the reptile swap, the reptile swap, the reptile swap. Everybody go, the reptile swap. Reptiles for me, millions of reptiles, reptiles for free.
Yeah, so my first girlfriend was a lawyer, and I was a gymnast and stuff, and she broke my heart, man. She broke my heart. She told me I could have a blowjob whenever I wanted. Ever I wanted. I wanted a lot of blowjobs. She ended up dumping me. She called me a head on a stick. Stick. People think I'm sick, but I'm having a stick. Look over and I see my roommate Shag, just just hoarding all this crap and it's falling to pieces and shit. He's waking up, he's shaking the shaker, making the martini. I'm like, Shag, man, it's 6 a.m, man. Why are you making a martini? Are you taking a break from sleeping? Sure, man, who knows? I'm going reverse psychology now. Before I was like pestering him to go, Now I just like, I don't mention it anymore. He's like, so what are you doing? I'm fucking going to the show, man. I'm like, don't go. Something wrong, man, you don't want to go. A song about video games. I come to your house, I smash your things. Where are my coins? I come to your house, I jump in your head. Where are my coins? I'm
Thank you. Kindergarten through first grade, and then for second grade I moved to Naperville. And I think like the problem was, you know, with me is that like every year after that I was at another school. You know, it's hard to make friends and stuff, you know, when you're always traveling. But you're not going anywhere, you're just like shoved to a different district, you know? Like you were like a District 6 or whatever, the new one. And this song brings me back, and back when I was in Naperville, I had this big room, a very large room, about 25 feet long by about 10 feet in the widest area. It's very nice. It was an attic kind of area room. The kind of Keith Brady would fucking kill for, you know, like I'm taking over the attic, man. And then, yeah, it was cool, and in the attic there was this hole in the wall, this little hole. It was like it had a door on it. I'd take the little wooden door off and I'd crawl in there, man. It was like this, it was the attic space. And in there I hid my Playboys and stuff that I stole from my grandfather when we went down there, you know, on like Thanksgiving and shit. Funny thing, I'd bring my clarinet case down there, you know, because I was playing clarinet for a band. And I'd take all the music out, you know. It was a big clarinet case. And the space, you know, to put your music shit, you know, your books and shit in there. So I just took all those out, took it down. And of course, I'd practice at least once, you know, before I went down, or when I was down there. The rest of the time, I'd go in the bathroom and just stash it full of my grandpa's old Playboys. I mean, just full. My dad commented one time when we were loading up the band. He's like, this clarinet case is rather heavy. I'm like, yeah, Dad, is loaded with Playboys. I didn't actually say that. But this song is about like this little girl that I used to know in fourth grade, back in Highland School, who was like really cute. And I liked a lot of girls in fourth grade, you know, but I mean, she was like awesome, totally awesome. And a song about her. Welcome to my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. Porn and dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide under my crawl.